So all the major decisions as to what kind of facilities are needed, who's going to build them, where they're going to be, the standards for all the procedures of the operation of all of these groups, and above all, the decision to give a company A or University B a grant is going to be made by the 29-member ICOC, and then they're going to tell the CIRM, write them the check.
Right, but the ICOC will be acting on recommendations coming from the working groups, which makes the working groups so crucial.
That's where the rubber meets the petri dish here, pretty much.
That's right? The rubber meets the petri dish in the working groups.
Okay.
And now what is troubling about that is that Prop 71 says that the proceedings of these working groups, number one, can be held behind closed doors and without any application of the state's open meeting laws.
Right.
And number two, the state's conflict of interest rules don't apply.
At all. So
that
people can, a person from Company A on the working group to decide grants can say, that person, they still have those, do the working group people get, have to quit their day jobs?
No.
So they can work at Company A and they can have a project. They want to study stem cell C. And they can propose it to themselves, and then in the working group, if they convince everyone to vote for it, they vote for it, and they
That's
get
it.
The money.
You got it.
All right.